We've given ourselves a really bold, ambitious target of 1 million more women cycling regularly. And I just think that that's the kind of thing that doesn't happen overnight. The infrastructure kind of investments that have been announced today are part of it, but also part of it is educating drivers and cyclists about sharing the road as well. These things are changing. We've never seen a more massive increase in cycling activity and numbers and participants at all levels since the Olympic Games, for instance. We've had 100 new cycling clubs formed. We've had our memberships increasing by 50%, and right around the country we see more and more people riding bikes than we've ever seen in living memory.
You talk about infrastructure. Obviously, a lot of that is going to be the cycle paths, the roads that have sections as well. It's very difficult to actually put those in, isn't it? If you go to somewhere like Berlin, you've got separate lanes that are curbed as well. You go to even Milton Keynes, where you've got a dedicated network that's already been put in before the houses are built. You really need to have that forward-thinking approach, don't you?
You do, and it is a long-term change that's needed in infrastructure investment. But it's not impossible. If you look at Holland, they've done it since the 1970s. They've built in cycle lanes and cycle-proofed all of their highway developments, all of their traffic management processes. And we can do it here if they can do it in Holland and Denmark and so on. It won't happen overnight, and part of the process there is also, therefore, getting modification in road users' behaviour, and that's cyclists as well as drivers, so that there are people who are properly educated and understand.
I mean, as a cyclist, I cycle to work sometimes. There are no showers at my work, and that's the same in lots of people I know. At some point, there needs to be some sort of investment in that, doesn't there? Whether it comes from the business or whether it comes from government grants or so on. Actually, once you get people onto the roads, the next step is then going to be getting them to sort of live normally around that time.
I think that's right, and part of the investment is that kind of thing. But in Holland they don't have showers everywhere. They just ride their bikes at a sedate kind of a pace, and they're quite happy to go to work in the clothes that they're cycling to work in, leave their bikes locked up at the station. 8,000 parking spaces for bikes I read in Amsterdam. Unbelievable. And that's the kind of investment that we need as well. So yes, you do need showers, yes, you do need infrastructure, but you also need some critical mass. And in terms of getting people out on bikes, once people see more people on bikes, then people in cars and lorries and buses drive more thoughtfully as well. And I think that's all part of it.
I mean, you mentioned that is something that always comes up when we hear discussions about cyclists. Certainly on our station you get people saying, oh well, I got cut up by a cyclist the other day, or cyclists saying exactly the same thing from road users, from cars and so on. There is a little bit of an imbalance, isn't there, between that. That needs to be changed as well. Is that going to happen over time?
Well, again, I think that is, as you say, something that will happen over time. And certainly, if you do something silly on a bike in traffic, then you put yourself at risk. If a driver does something silly, then they're in they're surrounded by metal, they've got airbags and all the rest of it. So the element of danger is much stronger for you when you're on a bike. So I don't at all condone cyclists who ride through red lights or on footpaths, that kind of thing. That's crazy, and nothing makes me more angry than seeing that. But, if you do something silly, you put yourself at risk on a bike, as I say. And we've all seen plenty of people driving cars and trucks and buses whilst talking on mobile phones and, eating a sandwich and so on as well. So, and most cyclists are drivers as well. So it's all about thinking about sharing the roads, having respect for all of us, and we do share the roads. We all pay our taxes, whatever people say about, specific cycling road fund licences. There's no such thing as a road fund licence. And we all pay our taxes and we all contribute to the upkeep of the roads, and so we should all share the roads and be more respectful of each other.
Thank you very much, man. I'd like that. Well, you